new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom.
All right, back here for hour number two on the no-go intro. Houston, we have a problem. All right, it is the Tuesday night edition here of the broadcast. Our number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go straight to John in Michigan. Welcome to the program. Thanks for waiting. You're on, sir.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, John. What's on your mind tonight?
First, I want to say I really enjoy your show. It's quite different than a lot of the others. And I don't know. I like your perspective. And is it your wife's show? I hear hers from time to time. Sounds
yeah, she's got a show that runs on Saturdays on TruthNet Radio, yeah.
Right. Have you heard of colloidal silver?
Yep, that was, I had some and I ran out. And I think that had been, you know, kind of working on some of the stuff. And I didn't get an opportunity to get out and get any. I was just literally so far out of my mind that I couldn't get out and get any more.
Oh, that's too bad, but I hope you get some more.
I am.
I make it, you know, with the electrolysis, and I have.
How easy is that to do? I've seen diagrams and stuff. How easy is that?
Well, I use a 12-volt car battery charger. You know, one of the real small ones.
Right.
It's like less than an amp.
Yeah.
And I split a silver dollar in half, a silver, so it's 99.9% silver. I split that in half, and I just put it in the distilled water, and I run it for about an hour or so, and then I filter it, you know, through a coffee filter or something if there's any chunks in it.
Right.
And I've got four brothers and four sisters, and I'll tell you, I can tell you stories that, you know, if we didn't have the silver, they would have been in trouble. So, I believe in it.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I believe in a lot of this stuff, and had it not been for some of the stuff that had already been taken, like Interfood, I had a friend tell me about Interfood. And I've been taking it, you know, for months. And I not had something like that backing me up, I probably would have been sicker a lot quicker.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it's a good idea to stay away from processed foods, or at least get some unprocessed foods in your diet.
You know, and I tell you what, I have been craving. I was telling my wife at the hospital, this particular hospital allows you to order from like a room service kind of setup. And so
right.
you have a menu that's a static menu, and you can order. And I literally, the bulk of the menu that I was ordering was raw vegetables and fruit. I mean, my body was just absolutely craving. I mean, and I just couldn't get enough. I mean, it would you'd see just a little bit of food on the plate, and then and here come the apples, the bananas, all the juices I could find. That they had anything and everything. That's what I was craving. That's what I wanted. And I came home, and that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted tonight was nothing but fruit and vegetables.
Yep.
I mean, I just my body says eat them up.
Yep, the body likes good food.
Yep, and if we keep putting the garbage in, we'll just keep getting nothing but garbage out, and we're not going to be any good to anybody.
Yeah, well, I hope you get better soon.
I do, too. I've got a lot of work to do. I appreciate your call, John. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
Fans of its customers, our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, our number 800-313-9443. If you want to join us on the program, chat room is open at republicbroadcasting.org. And just grab a name there and you're chatting with us. Midnight Rider Show has, well, there's a little nuclear winter going on over there right now. We had a major problem with people trying to hack this chat room. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why people get their jollies ruining other people's work. And but yet people persisted, and there was a particular one I just could not find a way to keep them out. And so I just hit the self-destruct button. I mean, why continue to let them have their jollies? I got better things to do with my time than, play games with idiots and fools. And, let's take a quick phone call here. Jake in Louisiana, you're on board. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Good evening and or morning, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing fairly good. I'm calling you from a high spot down in the marshes of South Louisiana, and it's still kind of warm down here, believe it or not.
Yeah, I tell you what, one of the hottest winters I spent was when my aunt, lived down in Harvey. And, I mean, it was New Year's Day and like 85 degrees down there.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have two seasons down here, summer and February.
Yeah.
The reason I called in, the previous caller talked about the silver.
Right.
A couple of years ago when the mainstream media came out with their bird flu nonsense, I got the feeling that we were going to be attacked with some parasites, viruses and germs. And I've fallen out of love with Big Pharma in the so-called healthcare industry a long time ago. I have chronic pancreatitis, which is supposed to kill you pretty quick. And by I figured out how to treat it, and I'm still alive 25
right.
years later. And I became concerned that the government of this country and its accomplished pharmaceutical people they might actually try to kill us, like they're doing now with the vaccines.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree, and it's coming from so many different angles. Not only in the bugs that are out there now, but I mean even in the food. I mean the food is devoid of nutrition.
Right.
I mean, and now you've got over half of it is imported, and it's coming from God knows where. We don't know what they're putting in it. But I mean, we're supposed to be happy that the Chinese are doing that for us and putting lead in our toys for the kids and the paint because that keeps the prices low.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And not only that, but just spraying stuff out of airplanes, we don't know what that is.
Yeah, a lot of barium and aluminum and
well, it's the
and also, you know, a lot of this stuff, Jake, you can take back right straight back to all these chemtrails and crap.
Oh, yeah.
Alzheimer's rates goes up. Oh, well, that's about the same time they started spraying chemtrails.
They're using designer drugs on us. And what I'm leading up to is I began searching for an antibiotic,
right?
Species specific antibiotic, and I found silver from a number of different sources, including the Wiccans and the healers going back thousands of years. And then I was listening to Jim McCanney's show, the scientist. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, I know who he is.
And he was plugging a certain brand of what they claim is not colloidal silver, but I believe it is. But anyway, I decided to try it. So I got on the web, and there's a number of sites on the World Wide Web where you can look up, and they'll tell you how to make these little machines like your former
right.
Caller was talking about. And I did the same thing he did. I bought a Canadian maple leaf. 0.999 silver, cut it in half with a chisel, attached two silver wires to it, and made a little generator. And I make this colloidal silver for my whole family. I've been taking it for a little over a year. I take about 2 tablespoons a day. I don't recommend this. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I've had no problems at all with any colds. I had this, what they call the killer flu, that came out about a year ago.
Right.
And as soon as I got it, I started taking my silver about every 3 or 4 hours. And in 3 days, I knocked it out.
No kidding.
The guy I caught it from wound up in the hospital with pneumonia. He didn't believe in my silver.
Right.
So what I really want to say is that I'm a poor old man. You know, I don't have a whole lot of money. And you can buy this silver on the web. It's fairly expensive.
Yeah,
you can make it yourself with about you can buy the silver for about probably $20 right now for a coin,
right?
A little transformer, 28 volt transformer, a DC output, and all you need is a jar and some wires, and they'll tell you how to make it on the web. And for almost nothing, the cost of the distilled water. Once you bought the silver, you can make as much of it as you want.
Right, and then
I haven't found
away,
anything.
Yeah.
It won't. Just about anything it won't kill. I made some like salves with it,
uh-huh.
using gelatin and aloe and some other things, and I've given it to my friends, and it seems to kill almost everything. Athlete's
right.
foot, nail fungus, you name it. And it's absolutely astounding, Mike.
Well, I'm glad it's working for you, and I'm glad you're still kicking with us.
Well, I want everyone to know about it, because I'm
afraid yeah.
the time is going to come. As effective as this is, I don't know whether it's going to save us from the killer flu, but it offers us a better chance, I think, than Big Pharma, because I think they're going to just try to kill us some more.
Well, and it goes back to Jake Dahl. So many things that we don't know anymore.
Right.
You know, the things that, you know, 50, 60 years ago people knew and took that knowledge for granted. And because, like I was saying earlier in the program, you know, when I was a little boy, you just didn't pick up and go to the doctor. You went because you were sick.
Right. Not because
you had sniffles.
But we had, I think we had better food and better everything back then as far as health.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we did. And we were, you know, we were healthier people. And, you know, I mean, sure, you know, sure they've extended the, you know, the length of life, but I mean, at what expense? I mean, you know, just laying around on a hospital bed or nursing home, that sure ain't doing anybody any good.
That's no way to go. I don't intend to go out that way. But I want to reinforce that other caller's knowledge about the silver.
Yeah,
I believe everyone should at least try it out. And you can get it, like I said, if you can't afford to buy this stuff, it's fairly expensive. You can make it yourself for almost nothing once you've got the silver and the silver wire and the... there's a bunch of different little gadgets they show you how to make on the web, but they all basically involve exactly the same procedures.
Right. Yeah, the electrolysis, yeah.
And I compared it to some of the stuff you can buy, and I can't tell the difference.
Well, I think you've just inspired me just to build the machine and call it good.
But I highly recommend it. I give it away to my family and my friends.
Yeah.
Everyone that's used it says it works. I use it prophylactically by taking a little swig of it twice a day. And if there are a bunch of critters floating around in the atmosphere and I happen to catch them, they're probably dead before they can cause me any trouble.
Well, that's a good thing.
Jim McCandless does the same thing, by the way. He uses a certain brand that he's involved with, but...
Right.
Basically, I got the idea from him. He's such a brilliant man. I figured if he trusted it, I could give it a try.
There you go. Yeah, and he's a pretty smart individual.
I just have a feeling one of these days these clowns are liable to attack us with some really evil little virus, a combination of viruses, and Big Pharma is not going to provide us with anything that'll kill it. And as near as I've been able to determine, colloidal silver is going to be maybe the only thing. It can save us.
Yeah, that and garlic.
But the colloidal silver will kill any single-celled organism.
Yeah.
It doesn't discriminate. And as I understand it, the way it works is if a piece of this colloidal silver, which is actually a molecule of silver bonded to a couple of oxygen atoms in the distilled water, if it just gets anywhere as close to a single-celled organism, a virus or a germ, it somehow, I don't know exactly how it does it, but the one-celled organisms have an outer skin or shell.
Right.
And the silver affects that outer skin to where it can't breathe anymore. And it literally suffocates. And it works on anything, on any single-celled organism.
Yeah, I never understood how it worked. I had known that it had. And Michael, the producer, is even agreeing with you that he says it seems to kick butt.
That's what I have read. I did a lot of studying on it. Yeah. I even give it to my doctors.
They looked at you with a long stare, I'm sure.
I didn't hear you on the last one.
I said, I'm sure they gave you a long stare.
Well, I try to avoid them as much as possible.
Yes, indeed.
No one knows how to treat what I have anyway.
Right.
I told them if they can find someone to live longer than me with it, I'd love to talk to them, but I'm really not just concerned about talking to the doctors because, frankly, what's in the books is wrong. If I had followed their instructions like most people do, I'd have been dead about 15 years ago.
Right.
I'm still crawling around. I'm not running a lot, but...
Hey, crawling beats room temperature any day of the week. Jake, I appreciate your call. Thanks so much for calling.
I just wanted to put out that word because
I appreciate it.
It's something I don't sell, but I believe in it, and it's easy to make, and I think it'd be a good idea for people to try it out.
I think I'll make I think I'll make the machine. I may just do that here.
It's fun to do. You got to kind of watch it a little bit and stir it once in a while.
Right.
It's fun to make, and it doesn't taste bad. You can hardly taste anything at all. When you make it in an hour, like the other gentleman was talking about, it's generally too strong, and you have to cut it about a one-part CS solution to about 3 parts distilled water.
Excellent.
And it'll give you about a 7% solution.
Excellent. Good deal. Jake, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got to run. Break time here, 800-313-9443 if you want to join us. More on the other side. We got Ron Paul after the bottom of the hour and his appearance on Face the Nation. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Glad you're with us tonight on this Tuesday night. This week is still kind of an open book as far as what's going on, because I literally have not had a chance to try to schedule any guests or anything for the week. So I got home today about, I guess it was about 1 o'clock, and so just trying to ease right back into things. So, but if you got a guest idea, let me know, and I'll see if we can't get him for this week or early next. And but regardless, we'll have lots of news and a lot of things to talk about. Ron Paul's campaign still motoring along and doing well. We've got it's like $8,137,936 in the coffers for the quarter. Which is certainly good. The goal for the quarter is $12 million, and so very nice. And that figure, you know, continues to go up as well. Our friend Trevor Lyman, who we had on, I guess, last week, who came up with the thisnovember5th.com, has come up with teaparty07.com, teaparty07.com, and you can go there, and there, his goal is to get 100,000 people to sign up to give Ron Paul $100 on December 16th. And so go to that website. When I checked last night, I had 11,000 already signed up in just a few days. Folks, I tell you what, if we could get 100,000 folks just to agree to do this, that would be incredible. I mean, close to 40,000, I think it was, 37,000 some odd people, individual donations on November the 5th. That would just be, that'd be awesome. I mean, just would be literally incredible. You know, just to sit and mow that down. But I literally didn't, I heard no mention of Ron Paul from the mainstream media over the 3 days. I know he's on Face the Nation, and I wish I'd seen that. We'll have that after the bottom of the hour. But just talking about Hillary. Yeah, Hillary and the plant, and the way they did it, is pretty interesting. Where she was talking, she said, well, you know, they asked her what kind of a question she wanted to ask, and she mentioned what it was, and they said, well, she really doesn't have a lot of information regarding that. That's really not her thing. Why don't you ask her about global warming? So she did, and so a very, very cool, clever way. And how they go about getting people to do it. Because then they're just still random. People from the crowd, you know. And it's so she gets up and asks her, Miss Clinton, I'm worried about global warming. What do you think? Well, that just happens to be a subject I'm very, very interested in. Imagine that. You know, just the games continue. And then Barack Obama with his wife on interviewed. She was on every time I turned the television on. She was all over MSNBC because I mean you're just literally sitting there bored. And I got to where I was looking to see how bad the programs were. It was gross. I mean, just some of the stuff, schlock that they put out, was just you couldn't stomach to watch it. Literally. The cartoons were awful. Like I said, the only thing I found of interest, I did break down and watch a NASCAR race on Sunday. Yes, I'm evil, I know. But I've loved NASCAR for years, and it's just, car racing I love a lot, and so I watched it for the bulk of the race, and did some, you know, kind of piddled around my room and that kind of thing, but no, just watching those movies, shaking it here, Ball, shaking it here, with Cool Hand Luke, and I mean, that's my all-time favorite movie. You can't beat it with a stick, and I'd watch the thing over and over and over every day. I mean, just the characters in that whole thing. Strother Martin with his, what we have here is failure to communicate. And, and the names, you know, young Ralph Waite, who was the father on the Waltons, George Kennedy, Wayne Rogers, who just a few years later goes on to play Trapper John on MASH, and just a number of faces, you know, that you see, you know, for years following in television and that type of thing in that movie. It was a great movie. We'll come back after the break. We're going to get into this Ron Paul clip of his appearance on Face the Nation. We'll break it down a bit. It's about 9 minutes long. We'll play it when we come back. If you'd like to join us, it's open lines. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being a simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, as well as on KU Satellite, 22,500 miles above the surface of the Earth in geosynchronous orbit, beaming down the message of liberty and freedom to literally a footprint that's about three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Essentially North America. You just smack dab on there. And also, to everybody listening, I want to say hello to you that are out there on the low-power FMs. Thank you for listening to the program, and to you guys operating those, you guys and gals that are putting these stations up and out. It is huge, 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 huge. I cannot stress enough how big these micros are. And I hope you, if you can get into one, you get into one. And you get them put up. We'll do another micro show here before too long, because I still get people asking. As a matter of fact, I got an email today from somebody wanting to know how to do one. And so we'll keep doing shows. We'll keep talking about it as long as people want to help take this country back. And I think that's one way to do it is through these micros. I mean, they're inexpensive. You put them up and, man, you know, I mean, given the cost between that and, you know, and doing the DVDs, I would choose the micro over the DVDs any day of the week because, I mean, you've made an investment in something that's going to keep giving information and keep giving information. You know, or what you might do is even if you got extra, you know, take the DVDs, make them and give people a place, you know, to tune into where they can get more information. That'd be instant promotional material for your, for your little micro station. But, yeah, we'll do more shows on that coming up here in the very near future. So looking forward to that. All right. Ron Paul on Face the Nation with Bob Schieffer on CBS. So Ron Paul actually makes a Sunday show, which is pretty big. Like I said, they cannot deny him any longer. They've got to try. They've got to at least make it look good that they're providing, you know, some fair coverage, even though he wasn't mentioned at all. But then again, you know, Fred Thompson was mentioned. Huckabee was mentioned. Giuliani was mentioned, Hillary was mentioned, and Obama mentioned ad nauseum over the last 3 days. I mean, ad nauseum. And Fred Thompson gets the endorsement of a big Right to Life group. Oh my gosh! I literally, you know, I sat there and I laughed. I'm sitting there going, you know, just talking about somebody with a likely chance to win, and I'm just laughing my behind off because these neocons have absolutely no regard for people on the religious right and what they stand for and what they believe. And it's just, I mean, it's just all a literal game. But nonetheless, here is Ron Paul from his Sunday appearance on Face the Nation from CBS.
Congressman, I have to be honest with you. Until you got on the internet last week and raised about $4 million, I don't think a lot of people took you very seriously. How in the world did you do that?
Well, I guess the first confession I have to make is I didn't do it. My campaign people did it. The people who volunteered put it all together. Our campaign had...
Did you know this was
going to happen?
We knew
it was going on, and of course we didn't discourage it, but we had no control of it. We didn't organize it, and one individual decided to have a special day, which was November 5th.
And who was that?
His name is Kleiman, he's from Miami. I've talked to him once on the phone to thank him, but I've never met him. He's never been involved in politics. And he heard about me, about the war issue, looked up the website. He said, boy, I agree with everything he says. It's the first time he's ever gotten involved. He says, I think I'll raise him some money. And he did it. And it just goes to show, I think, how powerful the message is that we have. I don't think it's me, myself. I don't think it's... the organization as much as the philosophy of limited government and freedom that people are just starved for.
Let me just ask you, you and I are probably close to the same age. Did you know anything about the internet or much about it when you got into this campaign?
I was pretty much, I wouldn't say that I was anything like a computer expert. I don't know how to program or anything, but I've used a computer, especially since I went back to Congress in 97. That's when I got my first computer, and I used it a lot for basically research. I mean, it's just, to me, unbelievable what you can find out on the internet.
It's very interesting. You have advocated pulling out of Iraq.
That's right.
What do you feel about Iran? Do you see that as a threat to this country?
No, I think...
You don't?
No, I think Iran... I think our policy toward Iran is a threat. That's what I fear. You know, I fear that tomorrow we might bomb Iran. That really scares me. But Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. Our CIA said they might, and they're thinking about it, but they've committed no crimes. Matter of fact, the UN inspectors say that they have had no evidence that they're working on a nuclear weapon. So the fact that we might bomb them, that our other candidates say that they won't take anything off the table, even the nuclear first strike, that's what really scares me. If we don't like $100 oil, wait till it hits $200 oil if we bomb Iran.
So we just leave them there and let them go about their business, and if they get a nuclear weapon?
No, we have a more sensible policy. We talk to them, and we trade with them. We remove the sanctions. I mean, the Soviets had 40,000 of them. And, you know, I was called to military duty in 1962 during the Cuban crisis. the height of the Cold War. And we won the Cold War. We didn't have to go to a nuclear war. We won that by being strong and talking to the Soviets. We talked to Khrushchev. At the height of that crisis, we agreed to take missiles out of Turkey.
We also had as many nuclear weapons as they had.
Right, and we have a lot more than Iran
well,
has.
What about,
Iran has none.
What about Pakistan? They've got a bunch.
Yeah, and look
what, do you see them as a threat?
I see our policy as a threat because we've been subsidizing. And here we have evidence that they've been turning over information to the North Koreans. We reward people who get nuclear weapons. The Pakistanis have had a nuclear weapon. They have a military dictatorship. They overthrew an elected government. And what do? We send them $11 billion. So why shouldn't Iran want to get a nuclear weapon? We might send them more money. I mean, the Indians have some, so we give them money. So I think we need to not reward people with nuclear weapons, and we need to neutralize our hostility because we build up incentives for those individuals to want to get a nuclear weapon, and I think the whole thing backfires on us.
Well, let me, I'm going to just get your take on what you think the government ought to do. You've already said you're anti-war. We know you're anti-abortion. You're anti-drug administration. You're anti-Medicare. I wrote all this down. Let's see, you're anti-income tax. You want to do away with that. You're anti-United Nations. You're anti-World Bank. You're anti-International Monetary Fund. And there must be some other things that you're against.
But
what is it that you see that the government ought to do besides deliver the mail?
Well, everything that you have said, you can turn that into a pro. I'm pro-Constitution. I'm pro-liberty. I'm pro-sound money. I'm pro-states' rights. I'm pro-liberty. I want people to take care of themselves. I'm pro-free markets and private property. I'm pro-Second Amendment. So every time they say you're anti-something means you have to be pro-something. And I think that what is happening today is that people have lost confidence in the government, and they see that what I stand for and what our campaign stands for, this is what has made America great. Freedom is what made America great, not welfareism and socialism and government controls and invading our homes and loss of our privacy. That is what the people don't like.
We're going to take a little break here. We'll come back and talk about this some more in a minute. Do not see the threats to this country that so many others see. Do you think we ought to even have a military, Congressman?
Oh, obviously, that's one of the responsibilities we have as national defense, and I think that's where we have fallen down. We defended Seoul, Korea better on 9/11 than we did Washington, D.C., so I think we're in the wrong places, and we forget about our own country, and I think we're bankrupting our country today because we're every place. We have an empire. We're in 130 countries. We have 700 bases overseas, and we're building new ones, 14 new ones in Iraq. This is why we're in trouble. We have a weakened national defense, and also we're antagonizing those people that we sort of invade and occupy.
So what do? We build a wall around this country and put all our military here, or you don't want them anyplace else?
It wouldn't hurt to bring the military home, but I'm
bring
not.
Bring them all home.
Sure. Korea, how long should we stay in Korea? How long should we stay in Europe? Why should we give them that subsidies? Why are we in Japan? I'd bring them home. But I'm not an isolationist. I don't believe in walls. I believe in free trade and maximum travel, sharing of ideas, diplomacy, and talking to people. It's actually the opposite of isolationism. Today we have a sort of a neo-isolationism. We have less friends and more enemies. We go on the own. We don't talk to people. And I think that's the wrong way to go. I think we could have a much stronger national defense if we changed our policy. I'm not just for changing tactics in Iraq. I'm for changing our foreign policy that has gone astray, not in this administration, but maybe over the last 100 years.
You also want to go back to the gold standard.
Yeah.
Why?
Because paper doesn't make any sense. People sort of make fun of the gold standard, but what people should be making fun of is this idea that if government comes up short, they just print it. And that's what we've been doing essentially since 1971. It encourages big government. It is the creation of inflation. It causes the business cycle. It causes all our bubbles, and it undermines the middle class. It makes poor people pay an invisible tax, which is called inflation. There's a transfer of wealth when you have paper money from the middle class and the poor to the wealthy. That's why you have billionaires on Wall Street and you have people in the middle class now. They can't make ends meet, and why people on retirement benefits, their cost of living is going up much faster than their income. So inflation, that is fiat money, the opposite of gold, is very, very destructive to the political and economic process.
One final question. Are you going to go back to the internet and have another of these fundraising days?
I'm not, but I hear there's another one coming on the 16th. I think it has something to do with the Boston Tea Party. So I'll tell you what, there may be another big day, but and I will be encouraging them, but just because of the laws, they're independent expenditures. I don't know what they're doing, but, I mean, it sounds great. So if we have another $4 million day, I guess it won't hurt our campaign.
About 30 seconds left. Do you really sincerely believe that you have a chance to get the nomination?
Well, I really believe if your name is on the ballot, there is a chance, you know, that that might happen. But I'm very realistic. But compared to 12 months ago, I would say that it's much more likely now. But I also know what the odds are. But I'll tell you what, don't try and tell my supporters that there's not a chance, because they believe it. And matter of fact, they're making me a more credible candidate and about convincing me that, you know, I'm taking that risk. My name is out there. I may well win.
All right. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us this
thank
morning.
You.
Back with a final word.
All right. Good job. I mean, always. I mean, he just does well. And he just... Just having a conversation, and he's got his own little quirky sense of humor that's really starting to find its way out as he does more and more of these, and they actually, you know, sit down and actually talk with him. But all this stuff makes sense. I mean, you just, you know, Mom always told you, tend to your own knitting. Don't get in, you know, if it's none of your business, stay out of it. You know, it's an A and B conversation, so see your way out of it. Basic stuff that we forget. I mean, we just don't deal with it anymore. I mean, plain old common sense, it's gone. And I for one, would like to see some of it back. That's what we lack, is the use of common sense in this country. And maybe one has to ask the question: did we ever have that? Was that just an all, you know, an illusion? But I remember people helping each other, and I remember people caring about each other, and there was just a closeness in a neighborhood. I remember neighborhood grocery stores that you don't even see anymore; that they're all shut up and boarded up, or. Very few of those left. It was nice. You could whip in there and just pick you up whatever you needed, and it was there. And in some instances, I'm the little town I was born in had a little neighborhood grocery store, and whatever you needed, you could get. And there it was, just, you know, tucked right in. You could walk down and didn't have to walk far, and you were there. There's no reason to drive or anything like that. And, you know, it's yeah, I mean, you know, in the Latin areas, the Hispanic areas, they're coming back. Tons of them in the Hispanic communities. And you know, and I think, you know, that's, folks, that's where they beat us. That's what makes them strong, and where we are grasping at straws and trying to figure out what next to do, because we've allowed ourselves to be split apart. Allowed us, you know, we've all bought into this thing of, you know, 18 years old, you're out the door, you're on your own. Go to college, get a job, whatever, but you're out. I think that's wrong. You know, we've lost so much of what family has to offer. And we allowed it to be done to us. I mean, we allowed all this stuff. We allowed all this stuff to be purveyed and to be put forward. And we just sat there, okay, it sounds good to me, yeah. And we just went along with it. I mean, you know, when you can, what better way to have, you know, have generations of people that are living close to each other? Mom and dad and daughters and sons and their children, and the influence that you can, you know, that a set of grandparents can have on young children and the lives that, you know, that they, you know, that they lead and the people that they become. I gotta tell you, both my grandfathers died the year I was born, 1965. And anytime a buddy of mine was going to go off with his grandfather fishing, or something like that. I got to tell you, I was insanely jealous. Insanely jealous. Why? Because I never got it. Never got to do anything like that with a grandfather. Just the things that, you know, can be passed down and the stories as you talk to old folks and the wisdom that they can lay down. We forget it. We just ship them off and we don't deal with them anymore. They're a burden now. And but yet they know so much and there's so much we could learn from them. And here's a 72-year-old guy who's sticking it out on the line and saying, okay, you know, you tell me you want me to run, I'm going to run. I'm just going to stick my neck out and do it. Why not? And he's sharing wisdom. Not a bunch of policy and not a bunch of, you know, mainline party crap. But real wisdom. Say, hey, if you don't start none, there won't be none. You stay out of people's business and you be friendly with folks, you're going to get along a lot better. I mean, it makes sense. And you stay within your means at home and everybody's happy. Stay out of people's lives. Back in a minute with the final segment around the corner. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Thank you.
final segment here on the Midnight Rider tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. FBI, a story out late from Yahoo News. FBI agents investigating the September 16th episode in which Blackwater security guards shot and killed 17 Iraqi civilians have found that at least 14 of the shootings were unjustified. Imagine that. There's another problem that needs to be done away with, is this private army kind of junk that we've got running around now. I just, in incredible, 14 out of 17. I mean, you know there's a problem when Blackwater is even drawing down on our own soldiers. These guys are out of control. These are nothing but guns for hire. And I'm sorry. There's, you know, there's no way to rehabilitate their image at this point. And heaven forbid they be turned loose again on the American people like they were in Katrina. Because, I mean, that was just awful. I mean, you go in and taking people's guns, violating their rights to defend themselves. I mean, listen, put the Constitution aside. You're in a situation that is dynamic in nature, and you're there trying to protect your property, and yet you're not allowed to protect it. By sheer nature, you're allowed to protect yourself and your property and what you have. Yet these goons show up, and with the blessing of the government and our own military folks, going door to door, taking weapons away from people, and if people didn't agree, knocking them to the ground. Old ladies, they were knocking to the ground. You see how easy it is to take us one at a time when they've split us all up? We've got a lot of work to do, and we don't have a lot of time. Start getting those micros up. We've got to keep giving money to Ron Paul. We got to keep. There's so many things we have to do, and time is the essence. I mean, guys, our time for researching and theories and all that stuff, it's done. It's over with. We know what they want to do. That's kill us in the end. In the meantime, they want to ruin our economy. They want to ruin our lives. And they want to ruin the futures of our children. And they're doing a damn good job of it. And the only thing that stands in the way of them meeting their goals is us. Nobody else is going to do anything. The rest of the world's already laid down. It's us. And we're in a fight not only for our freedom, for our survival, but the survival of this world. I mean, it's that, the task is that gargantuan, folks. We can't fail. We have to win. Their failure is not an option. We must make this happen. And folks, I mean, you know, start getting close to your families and love your families. If your families disagree with you regarding what you're doing, okay. But that shouldn't mean that the love between people is diminished. You hold those family and you hold them close best you possibly can. Love is a fleeting thing, and friendship's a fleeting thing, and you hold on to those things as best you possibly can. Because when you lose them, it hurts. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save the country. Good night, everybody.